USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A federal advisory committee Tuesday voted 17-0 to authorize use of Pfizer-BioNTech's COVID-19 vaccine in children ages 5 to 11, putting a higher burden on the vaccine to prove safe and effective to justify its risk. The vaccine would be given to children ages 5 to 11 in two shots administered 3 weeks apart. The Federal Communications Commission voted to revoke authorization for China Telecom's U.S. subsidiary to operate in the United States. China Telecom has provided services to the United States for nearly 20 years, but as of Tuesday must discontinue within 60 days, according to the FCC. It should be noted, in May of 2019, the FCC voted unanimously to deny China Mobile, also a Chinese state-owned company, the right to provide U.S. services. Game 1 of the World Series is in the books as the Atlanta Braves defeated the Houston Astros 6-2 Tuesday night. USA Radio News.
With confusion around vaccinations, masks, and public screenings, it's important to know the symptoms of COVID and its variants. Fever is the leading sign, so make sure you use an accurate thermometer for your family. Only the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer has been proven accurate with more than 100 clinical studies. Non-contact thermometers have no clinical evidence behind them and cannot be relied on. Be vigilant and be accurate with Exergen. Learn more at Exergen.com.
Exergen is changing the way the world takes temperature.
With confusion around vaccinations, masks, and public screenings, it's important to know the symptoms of COVID and its variants. Fever is the leading sign, so make sure to use an accurate thermometer for your family. Only the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer has been proven accurate with more than 100 clinical studies. Non-contact thermometers have no clinical evidence behind them and cannot be relied on. Be vigilant and be accurate with Exergen. Learn more at Exergen.com.
Exergen is changing the world.